Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Dallas, people, you're stupid.
It's John and Lance.
So yeah, I could not be a drug mule. Too forgetful.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios.
Located at Cobos in Edo, presented by Corona Premier.
Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Here's a little something, too. The North Carolina Athletic Director, Bubba Cunningham, who runs the tournament, and North Carolina got into the tournament. Guess how much Bubba made off of that?
He gets a bonus if
he gets a bonus.
Oh. Yeah. He gets a bonus if you make a tournament?
Yeah.
How much?
He made $104,000.
What a bonus. Tremendous conflict of interest. How is that allowed to stand?
Well,
you can't do that. If you have a financial interest, maybe he recuses himself in those discussions, probably.
He did. No, he absolutely did.
Still.
He could not be in any discussions or vote for North Carolina.
You know what it should be? If you have a financial, if there's a financial variable in your team making it, you shouldn't be allowed to be on a committee.
Yeah.
It should be that simple.
Absolutely. And yet here he is.
You're going to cost – he can recuse himself all he wants. You're going to cost a man $104,000 by simply not picking his team? Have that conversation with them. Yeah, Bubba, I mean, we think West Virginia is more deserving. Oh, you're taking $104K out of my pocket?
Listen, it is hard to justify North Carolina being in it.
I'm not saying they should be in, but
it's hard.
Even me asking that dumb questions and throwing that innuendo in there is a reason why you don't have them there. It's a reason why you don't have them involved.
Yeah.
Because I could just, obviously just joking around, suggest that they didn't want to disappoint Bubba, so they put North Carolina in.
Right.
Why is he a part of the discussion at all?
Right.
So, Daniel Poneman, I think it's Poneman, whatever his name is. Should I release a school, schools that still owe players a lot of NIL money, they promised and never paid this season, but now are recruiting new players promising even bigger money, they likely won't pay either list?
Who is this guy?
He is.
Search over his little bio. Because why would he have this list? Just go to his bio. Just scroll. Yeah. What does it say up there on the top?
On the top.
Yeah.
It says.
Basketball agent. So he's just people that he represents.
Psychedelic advocate.
Cool. Ayahuasca.
So.
Aaron Rodgers is a bro.
So he says that there are schools out there promising money and not giving it. I could see that happening.
Yeah.
I could see it happen. We heard the UNLV quarterback, right?
Uh-huh.
Who they were better off without. So, and they were like, yeah, that's okay. You can go. You really? Okay. Is everything a contract now?
Well, with the team, it will be. Before, they were with, when it was truly NIL, it was with boosters. Or not boosters, advertisers. So I know John Daspit, when I did stuff with him, he had contracts. He had contracts that he, for every player, had to sign a contract. And it stated very clearly what expectations are. Like, he was true NIL. John Daspit's true NIL. He shot commercials with these guys. He had them making social media posts. He ran commercials of them. It was what NIL is supposed to be. From a team standpoint, and this is the problem, if you're worried about getting paid and they don't follow through, there's nothing you can do about it. You know what? Because there's not a binding contract. If you want a binding contract, it needs to be it's probably going to have to be collectively bargained, which means that college basketball is going to have to unionize, which will mean you're not going to be able to leave you know, your contracts are going to be two-year contracts now. You probably aren't going to just be able to leave school after a year. So you have to give something to get something. And I think it's best for college. I think it's best for college athletics if the college players are unions. And the reason's simple, because you have a level playing field of, okay, these are the rules. At least if you collectively bargain, you have rules that are governed by both sides, that are collectively bargained, where the player's side agrees to it and the university side agrees to it. Now we've got some rules in place. We've got guardrails. We have expectations that have to be met because it's going to be under contract. That's the best thing to happen to college sports. I've heard people like, because they're just so afraid of the term union. But the fact is, if you look at how it's run right now versus how it would be if it's collectively bargained and unionized, and that's the only way you can collectively bargain is if college footballs or college sports are unionized, then at least you know what the rules are and everyone has to play by it, and teams have to make these payments. If they default, they're in breach of contract. Players have to stay for a certain amount of time or they're in breach of contract. So you have some, you know, you have some things in place that would be best for both parties. Because right now it's not. Right now it's so far over in the player side that universities have, like, there is no recourse for what you give to a player. They can take and then just roll on you. And it's that's why a lot of these places are realizing, man, a lot of the schools pay at the end of the year. They vest. They give you monthly stipends or monthly payments, but they're not going to pay you the whole thing up front. Because there were some schools who got burned by that, where they gave them the money up front, and then, zoom, player gets out of there. So that's what agents find out all the time. Agents of college athletes, their nightmare is they spend all this money on players. Players ask for money from agents, and agents have to end up paying the player, basically, you know, to recruit them. And then the agent, I know of a Houston Texan years ago, who played the agent game where he had three different agents before he was drafted, and he just took money from all of them. So there's nothing you can do about that in the agent business. You just don't recruit scumbags. That's the only thing you can do, I guess.
How do you? Yeah. Well, guess what? Sometimes that happens. Anyway, Poneman, he's a guy who he looks like a legitimate basketball agent for college players. That's what we have now. College players have agents out there. And apparently there's going to have to be some legislation on this stuff, because apparently they're taking a big chunk. They're taking a much larger chunk than a regular agent
20% yeah. in some cases of the NIL deals. Now, I've heard it's gone down. 20 standard for marketing deals, but you're not going to – like, there's too much competition now. So I'm sure a lot of them take 10%.
They'll have to go down.
Yeah,
they'll have to go. But that's ridiculous, 20%.
No, 20 is crazy.
It's ridiculous. All right, 713-780-3776 is the number. When we come back, I put in sound, Sean. Rob Ninkovich talks about our O-line coach, Cole Popovich. He was in New England, and Rob Ninkovich had some thoughts about that, had a specific thought about that, about Cole Popovich and how pissed off he is that he's not with the Patriots anymore. But we want you to get on over here. We've got some guys stopping by, picking up some food, maybe drink a little beer. We're going to be here all day long at Cobos Q 2012 Rusk. Want you to hang out with our boys. Dell is here for 2 hours after Rust, and Paul, and then Joel and Jeremy are going to be out here as well. So we're out here up until 6 o'clock talking NCAA tournament or whatever. And we also want you to get to ESPN975.com to fill out our bracket. We've got all kinds of great, great giveaways that we got going on. It's a great time. It's fun. Put yourself up against us. We're going to make out brackets. And we will compete against you guys, but there's also all kinds of great, great prizes that we're giving away on there as well. Gift cards and everything else going on there. So get to ESPN975.com and fill out your bracket. You can fill out multiple brackets at multiple places. We're just one of them, and it's absolutely free. You, my friend, need to talk a little Taqueria Randis.
Yeah, you're looking for a great opportunity for you to stop in and grab a breakfast sometime. I'm going to give you two opportunities. Why don't you stop in and grab breakfast? Get breakfast tacos. Get yourself sit down breakfast, a big hearty, filling sit down breakfast. migas or chilaquiles or huevos divorciados. You can any of those sit-down breakfasts are going to be fantastic. But, you know, you can also stop at one of the locations to watch your games. Thursday, Friday, you've got games that you've got to watch, and they are turning their locations into sports bars. Their bars are now sports bars with TVs all over the place, a bar menu, drink specials, all that is available to you. All you have to do is stop in and start watching your games and enjoying the fun with your friends. It's Taqueria Serrano's. Locations all over Houston. You've seen them before. If you stopped in, you already know. If you never stopped in, you need to stop in and turn this into one of your go-to spots. Taqueria Serrano's.
Okay, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So, Cole Popovich was with the – he was with Skarnecchia with the Patriots. And, you know, Kaylee was there as well. And Kaylee loved Dante Skarnecchia. And he said he learned a lot from Dante Skarnecchia, the offensive, great offensive line coach with the Patriots all those years. Well, Cole Popovich was there as well. And Rob Ninkovich is none too pleased that Cole Popovich is with the Texans and not with the Patriots right now. Here is Rob. It's called Ninko or something. I don't know what it's called. Anyway, but he's on his podcast. And here is Rob Ninkovich talking about Cole Popovich.
They had a really good coach. They had a great yes. coach in Cole Popovich, who they wouldn't bring back because he didn't get a COVID shot.
Yeah, no.
Right?
Yeah.
So they would have had a great coach.
He was with Skarnecchia for a long
Nobody's
time.
Nobody's
right?
talking about that. The radio doesn't talk yeah. about that. Nobody says.
Radio don't talk about a lot of stuff.
We had a great coach here. But
all right. Look at that. Some breakfast tacos over there. Maybe get your strength up and we'll arm wrestle again. I'll beat your ass again. Let's go. Let's do it. All right?
Sorry for the – I guess it sounded like dog whistles or something.
I don't know what the hell
loud
that was.
Loud screaming.
That was Dell probably sabotaging
Sean
the show.
Said, this is unlistenable.
Yeah. It's over.
Well, you could have said
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Rory won.
You could have said that before yeah. the noise started. This yeah. is unlistenable. The show in general or
Sean.
Just with the noise?
Okay, Sean, so which is it, Sean?
We haven't touched on this since we got the info. It's a really big deal. Derek Stingley signs a 3-year extension, so the Texans are going to keep him through 5 years. So the 5th-year contract is not for a couple more years. He's played 3 years, so he's got a contract this year. He's got a 5th-year extension or 5th-year.
So
I would assume they're using the 5th-year on him. They're not letting him become a free agent.
No, they. They just signed up to an extension.
But you have to make your decision on the 5th year after your 3rd year. So I don't know if that happened or not. But the extension, I guess he's forced to take the 5th year. And then you got 3 years after that. So you got 8 years of Derek Stingley.
Yeah.
That's good. He gets $30 million a year, $90 million with $89 million guaranteed.
Richest defensive back contract ever.
I guess that's just so technically they could say it's not a fully guaranteed contract since – the owners' association starting to balk on that because they don't want it to turn into baseball and basketball, but it basically is. So Derek Stingley, one of the best right now, paid like he's the best cornerback in football. And you know Pat Surtain is probably the best, but Derek Stingley is right there in the conversation for sure. And since he recently had the biggest year and Sauce Gardner had a lesser year. You can't even say the Sauce Gardner is better than Derek Stingley anymore.
No.
That was an easy one.
Well, you couldn't say it last year either.
And even, yeah, but he only played half the year, so you could still say it. This year, both guys played the full season, and what happened? Blowout Stingley.
Yeah.
And Stingley looks like the truth.
And guess what? We were crushing Nick for the pick.
Yeah.
Because.
Looked bad after year one.
It's why you got to let it play out. You got to wait. You can't. I mean, there's so many guys. It's guy after guy after guy. Do not give up on them after a rookie year. It's hard to make that adjustment. Well, first of all, he wasn't healthy. Stingley wasn't healthy. But is Sauce a flash in the pan?
No. I think Sauce can play. I think he just had a bad year last year. That happens, too, sometimes.
Well, that whole team had a bad year.
Yeah.
That if you're a Jet, you're just going to have a bad year.
Terrible. It's funny. You know, I've been reading a lot about this Aaron Rodgers thing because I'm kind of curious what's going to happen with just the falling domino of where Aaron Rodgers goes.
Now he wants the Vikings, or the Vikings
want
him.
Yeah, but the Vikings came out. No, Vikings came out and said J.J. McCarthy's their guy. Hmm. So
well, the last I saw was it still up
well,
in the
no,
air.
What I saw is that Benjamin Albright came out and said, let me be very clear on this. Aaron Rodgers wants the Vikings, and the Vikings have no interest in Aaron Rodgers. So if that's the case, that leaves him with the Steelers or Giants, and nobody's going to want to.
How about retiring?
Well, I've always thought that's on the board.
Yeah.
If he doesn't get where he wants to play, I don't think he just plays the – like, you know, the question was asked about the Colts. He wouldn't go to Indianapolis. He wouldn't go to certain cities. I assume he'll go to Pittsburgh, but I don't know that for a fact. Would he want to stay in New York? Maybe he'd want to stay in New York, but they don't have enough to win. So I don't know why you would fool with the New York Giants. That doesn't make any sense to me. The Steelers give you a shot. Now, he can't be the boss of all bosses because Mike Tomlin's there. So as long as Aaron Rodgers wants to play ball and humble himself, that's fine. But he's never done it at any point in his career. But I think the Steelers right now are in the same place the Colts were in previously, where they are. The only difference is they got better quarterbacks. I assume. I mean, they just had Justin. Actually, you would think Matt Ryan and Phillip Rivers and Carson Wentz, at the time, you wouldn't think they're any less accomplished than, you know, where Russell Wilson was and Justin Fields were. And yet they were still able to win and get to the playoffs. So, but right now, Pittsburgh is in a little spot because now they're playing Band-Aid football at the quarterback position. So as soon
you mean
as,
like the Colts?
Yeah, like they did. And once you get done with that, you're in trouble.
Colts are still doing it.
You're in trouble. Yeah, the Colts are still. They tried to draft, and when you miss on the draft, everyone gets fired, and you have to start over again.
Yep.
So that's why I'm a firm believer. Unless you absolutely believe in Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders, you can't take them. But it's easy to say when you don't have a quarterback because you can't. You also can't score if you don't shoot.
Dell, what did you put in there? Cam Ward is the next Steve McNair?
There's people who think that.
That was from Nate Tice, who used to work with The Athletic. I think he does stuff for Yahoo now, the son of Mike Tice.
Is he that big and
strong? The hand size, he's got smaller hands than Steve, but they both were about 6'2"-ish. Steve might be a little bigger, but Cam's about 6'2", 215 to 220, maybe bigger than that.
Steve was like 230 something.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what he was when he was drafted, but Steve at the end of the day.
Steve was a beast.
So strong in his lower body.
Yeah, Dom
Cam's
Capers.
219.
Yeah.
Dom Capers used to tell me, he said, man, do you know how many times we've hit that dude and he won't go down? Was Cam in like that in the pocket?
Cam was hard to get down, but he's also a guy who saw running as a final option and maybe caused some of his issues. He just wouldn't take off and go. He's hard to tackle. He's more slippery than physical. I don't know any other way to describe it. And he was kind of like Gumby-ish in the pocket. Like, you think you got him, and he'd find a way to get away. According to Nate Tice, Steve McNair, 6'1 and a half, 224. Cam, 6'1 and 5'8, 219. Steve McNair does have much, if we talk about hand size, which always becomes a factor, Cam has 9-inch hands. Steve had giant hands. So he just saw them, and he put highlights clips together of both of them in college, and he saw the similarities in how they play and how they move around the pocket as well.
I think as Bucky Brooks comped him to comp Shedeur Sanders to Steve McNair. Steve had a special arm. I mean, he had a strong arm. He had a good arm, but not a lot of people have been like Steve McNair. He is just kind of like, you know, Dak Prescott, frankly, physically is built like Steve McNair. He moves a little bit like Steve McNair. Steve was a better runner. But Dak Prescott, actually, his game at times reminds me of Steve McNair. Just Steve was substantially tougher, but that's because Steve's one of the toughest guys I've ever seen play quarterback. But he wasn't a spectacular passer. Steve McNair's stats are not, they're not, like he was this gunner at Mississippi Valley State. Steve McNair's, have you ever looked at his pro stats? I remember just watching Steve McNair.
Alcorn State, wasn't he?
Alcorn State, yeah. I was thinking of Jerry Rice, yeah. Was in Mississippi Valley State. Steve McNair, did he ever? Yeah, he hit 3,000 passing yards 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times in his career. 20 touchdowns. He only hit three times over 17 years. He hit 20 touchdowns.
17 years?
Yeah.
Steve played 17 years?
17 years. Look at the touchdowns and interceptions, 14-13, 15-10, 12-8, 15-13.
Steve McNair played 17 years?
He did.
Did he really?
Yeah, he did.
Wow.
Until he was 34.
I didn't think. Wow. That's.
But from a passing yards per attempt standpoint.
Until he was 34, then he came into the league at 17?
No, 22. Wait. 13 years.
Yeah.
17 game average.
Yeah, thank you.
He did. He came into the league at 14. 13 years. I didn't have a shot. Yeah. So it's a 13 year.
Yeah, okay.
So 13 years. But when you look at these stats, like his career yards per attempt, 6.9. His career completion percentage, 60. Like it's
not. It was a different time, though.
Well, it is, but they weren't all vertical. It wasn't 1980s.
Yeah, well, look at the – he didn't have great wide receivers either. Got his team to the Super Bowl. Steve McNair was pretty freaking good. Pretty freaking good.
Well, he was an example of knows how to win.
Yeah.
He could make winning plays on third down. That was what was big. Man, you had third and seven. Oh, God. And he got out of the pocket. You just – it was so frustrating.
Yep. You got a shot in front of you. And Raul wants to do it. Dale, you going to do a shot?
No, I'm good.
Why? The owner of the place wants you to do a shot with him.
No, he doesn't.
And you won't even do a shot with
him. He
didn't
even bring one over because he understands.
He understands.
He's not wasting.
Yeah, it's not going to bring alcohol over to me.
Yeah. That's.
Yeah. He understands. Yeah.
Go ahead. Do your shots. I want to see this. Oh, yikes.
John's at the top of that list.
Tequila?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Jameson? Oh, Jameson.
Oh, that's Jameson?
No.
There's the burn right there. It's pretty smooth.
Woo!
There's the burn.
No one does that during Lent, Lance. That's embarrassing. That is embarrassing.
It's literally St. Patrick's
he's
Day.
He's trying to.
No yes.
Literally St. Patrick's
Day. Raul is asking the question, why is John trying to divide people? He's a divider.
He's trying to break up brown and brown. He's trying to breed discontent.
And trying to set people against each other. That's who he is as a person. And then he sits back and goes, "Oh, wasn't me. Don't know what you're talking about."
Look at that. Look at those tacos Roland put out there. That's nice.
He's Nosferatu.
What?
He's Nosferatu.
He called you Nosferatu.
I don't know what the hell that means.
Basically,
you're a vampire.
You're a horny vampire, apparently, is what he called you.
Okay. But speaking of which, what's his name? Tiki? The guy who was in the vampire.
Taika Waititi?
Taika.
Yeah.
I saw him at the Emmys.
You did?
Yeah.
They have crazy hair?
He's self-important.
Is he?
Yeah.
You can tell?
Yeah, he was a little.
How do you know?
I don't know. He was just like, everybody don't talk to me because I'm cool. Yeah. Yes, Keith, Kobos has breakfast. Get over here.
He's right there.
He's right there.
Oh, there's Keith. Okay. Yeah. Hi, Keith. Get over here. Well, you tweeted out here. Hey, where are you? Okay, there he is. Hey, Keith. Roland's here eating. You better get his strength up if you want to take me on. Okay, in arm wrestling. Okay. That ain't going to work out for you. So, actually, this is our final segment. We talked about the Cougs. We talked a little NCAA tournament, probably not enough, and we'll continue to talk about that throughout the week. Is there anything that we missed from this? We talked Rockets, basketball.
Well, they won twice. They've got a six-game winning streak. They're a two seed right now,
right.
Which is important. You want to be the highest seed you can possibly be. Our boys are playing pretty well. You want to have Amen Thompson still for a little bit. Fred is back. Had a buzzer beater three the other day before the half. Cougs are the one seed. We got March Madness starting. Where do the Longhorns play? Aggies are a four seed. Texas Tech is a three seed. Rice did not make it. Rice did not make it.
Oh, really?
In. So.
Yeah. Okay.
They're not in. TCU not in.
TCU not in.
Not in.
SMU not in, Sonny. Sorry.
Not in, Sonny.
Yeah. Sorry, Sonny.
Lo siento.
Anything we missed, Del?
When does Texas play, by the way? Tuesday or Wednesday?
Sean, when does your Longhorns play? When do they play?
When does Rodney Terry go for his elimination
game? When does he keep his job?
I think Wednesday, but I'm not 100% sure.
He's not so locked in. He doesn't care.
I know it's late. I saw the tip time. It was like 9 o'clock. I was like, great.
Oh, their second game on Wednesday?
Yeah, dragging.
Are you kind of privately cheering for the Longhorns to go as deep as possible?
Who, me?
So Longhorn fans – no, Granada. Oh. So Longhorn fans have to be locked in with a coach they don't want?
I don't care.
They're talking about Billy Donovan and Sean Miller and all these guys. Like,
listen, if Sean Miller beats him, do you want Sean Miller, Sean?
Yes. I want Sean Miller.
Sean Miller's a good coach.
Or Will Wade or Billy Donovan or
anyone. Yeah. Almost anyone will do.
Anybody. Will Wade's a good coach. But listen, he was cheating before everybody else was. We're not sure that he could cheat with everybody else cheating.
He's doing a pretty good job at Nice. I don't know if he's cheating, but he's doing a pretty good job there.
Well, no, now payments are legal for everybody.
But he doesn't have probably a big bank account.
He's won like 30 games the last two seasons at McNeese. Come on.
Yeah, he's done well. And now that show cause is about just about over, isn't it? I think so. A major program may come calling for him at some point.
Hush, Lance. Did Tulane make it? Tory, play basketball, Rice.
No, Tulane did not make it. No.
The Longhorns play Wednesday at 8:10 on True TV. Wednesday at 8:10.
Ah, don't get any better than that.
Man.
Except Fubo doesn't have any of those. True TV, TNT, TBS.
So it's a conglomerate of CBS, is it?
Yeah. Turner, I guess, is what
that's
they would.
Turner,
that's
yeah.
Turner. They do not, so Turner they don't, did they don't not have do a deal Turner. With Fubo.
Wow. It looks like you're screwed. Where are you going, the gay bar?
Oh, you're going to be... Are you going to be in L.A. for that?
I'm going to be in L.A. for that.
Yeah.
A gay sports bar, to be clear.
It's a sports bar.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Hey, why do you have to label it?
Because wouldn't they label themselves as a gay sports bar?
No, it's just a sports bar. It just said sports bar.
Then why did you call it a gay sports bar?
Because.
That's how we were introduced
to it. Yeah, that's how you talked about it.
Well, the owner was gay. The bartender
was
gay.
I think it was important for the story.
Sure.
I do think it was important for the
clientele, but to me, it's just a sports bar. But I don't see
John
gay
see
or
yeah,
straight.
Yeah, you did, because you just told us all the guys are gay. You saw enough.
John doesn't see that.
He did see it. He didn't go, I don't know what their sexual preference was. I was just in there to watch
Well, when you walk up and the bartender goes, what do you have, sweetie?
And the only reason you told the story is because you noticed how gay.
Well, crap, I've seen that lady at Luling's do that to you before.
Well, that's Margie. That's fine.
She calls you sweetie and
That's fine if a girl calls you sweetie.
Why can't Gary?
Gary can call you sweetie.
Yeah.
What's that mean? Gary's just being nice. Right?
How do you know his name was Gary?
Just a generic name I use.
Could have been Chad. Who knows?
Yep.
Oh, my God. Don't say that.
What?
My boy Chad ain't going to like that.
There are more Chads in the world than that Chad.
Where are you going? How are you going to watch your games?
I'm going to watch. I'll probably go to Buffalo Wild Wings there.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Yeah.
You could just sit on your phone.
I'm in a tournament on Thursday, but then after that, I'll probably go to Buffalo Wild Wings.
What kind of tournament? Golf or poker?
Golf. Oh, okay. It's a two-man.
Have you been in any poker tournaments?
I have.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Anyone call you sweetie there?
I won.
As many.
Oh, did I? I told you.
No.
Because I'm not from there, they taxed me on it.
What?
If you win over $1,500 in a tournament there, they tax you. Yeah.
California's
taxes.
I don't believe
outside
that.
Of California.
California has taxes? Well, I don't for one second believe that.
On the foreigners? Non-Californians?
No. So hold on a second.
They discriminate.
How did they know?
Because you got to give your driver's license.
You don't have a California license yet?
He hadn't done that.
You better flip it so you keep more of your money.
I'm doing that. I got my license plates. I'm going to go as long as I can to Texas, okay, before I have to pay all those
Try to keep
fees.
Your wins below 1500 then.
I know, right?
Let's chop.
Yeah, we did. We chopped, and I still won more. It was
how much you get taxed on it?
I got taxed. I don't know what it was. It was a couple thousand I won.
But so, what'd you get taxed?
I forget.
What percentage?
15%.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
15%.
Keep your foreign money out of California unless you want to get taxed on it.
And then I'm going to get taxed on it again because it's reported to the IRS. Yeah, I'll get taxed on it again.
Who's reporting it to the IRS?
They do.
What a bunch of scumbags.
I know, right?
That should be you do it yourself.
Which you won't.
Well, it's up to you. You want to play that roulette with the IRS?
How?
And let me tell you, nobody's worse than the California Franchise Tax Board or whatever. They came after me 4 years ago. They came after me and got $800 from me.
$800?
Yeah, because I worked there, or $700 from me. Because I worked, because I did.
In L.A.
I traveled to go do TV, and then I'd come back, and I'd travel.
Well, you got
to
do it again this year, you got to pay them.
No, this is we don't travel like that anymore.
I thought you were going to L.A. and doing it
just 1 week.
That's that week.
Shut up, snitch. Ooh. What are you doing? Why are you?
You gotta go.
So
you gotta pay him.
He does like telling on people.
Listen, he is a teller.
Yeah,
that's why he had to get
he would roll
him,
over.
They got him up out of Chicago for this.
Yeah. We had fires. The feds got to him out. For him. We had fires. No. We got to pay for him.
California's pay for
do
your own
part.
Fires.
Do your part.
State's evidence.
It's true. Anytime you set foot in California, if you do 1 hour of work, you owe him a day's worth of taxes for whatever you got paid that day.
Hmm. I'm not going
to. Are we sure he was born with this face? He got out of Chicago, changed his name to John Grant. Do we know what he actually looks like?
We don't. No. We don't. Yeah, I've seen a picture of him.
Okay.
You think this is a mask?
We had a picture with your
no,
hat
No, you just had that, facial reconstruction to protect yourself. That's why, like, hey, John,
Nah, because we've seen a picture of him when he was young.
We would prefer you didn't go into a public life to keep yourself safe. He goes, nah, you can't stop me from doing that. So they paid for the facial reconstruction.
Now, Green Bay would have been a perfect
hiding place. Nobody goes there.
So I'm saying for the witness protection.
Yeah,
Green Bay would have been good in Lafayette.
I ain't snitching
honestly,
on nobody.
You were good in
you
Lafayette
would.
Too.
No, I
he
wouldn't.
Would roll over for like a chicken sandwich.
You
got to
pay.
Over.
He's telling me you got to pay our taxes
from where?
Now he's
exactly.
from California all of a sudden.
Exactly from where? Exactly. From where? The fact that you asked that question means you're a problem.
No, yeah. no. Maybe an Italian beef with
fine.
Sausage,
with sausage and peppers. Some
combo,
peppers. Sure,
yeah.
you would roll over.
Yeah,
just point right at Lance.
Yep.
That's a delicious.
By the way,
sausage and beef. What's it called?
Beef and sausage.
Yeah,
with green. It's a combo.
With the pepper. Yeah, combo. It's called combo.
Yeah.
I got a combo when I was there. I haven't been to Chicago for years, but I got a combo when I was there. It's good.
Yeah, it's good.
Don't they have a Portillo's here?
A Portillo's. Yeah.
Portillo's. Yeah.
When you go
out on 99, not really. It's on 99.
But that's got the hot dogs, right?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
When you go back to see your brother,
Portillo's are a little overrated.
When you go back to see your brother, do they sneak you in the trunk of his car to get back in the neighborhood so people don't know you're there?
No, it's statute of limitations.
It's not the same neighborhood anyway, is it?
No, my brother's out in the. Are you kidding? Where my brother lives, there ain't
no problems.
There ain't no problems out there. No, he ain't got none of that going on out there. All right, when we come back, news of the weird, live from Cobos Q. Right here, 2012 Rusk. We want you to come on by. Dell's going to be here. Paul's going to be here. Joel and Jeremy are going to be here. Keith is here. So come on by and hang out with us here all day long at Cobos Q on this St. Patty's Day. This, the holiest of holidays, St. Patrick's Day, right here in Edo. McGrath Pest Control, listen, they kill pests so you don't have to, right? Right now, they're directed at termites and mosquitoes. Mosquitoes are going to get bad. I got the mosquito murdering system in my house. It is awesome. I'm telling you, if you're looking for a great way to not have those mosquitoes in the when you go, you know, you got, I don't know, your kids, your grandkids are swimming in the pool, and they're in the backyard, and there's all kinds of mosquitoes, and it's just overwhelming. It's just terrible. Well, you don't have to have that. Get the mosquito murdering system. The mist goes off twice a day. You could do it at 6 in the morning and 6 at night, and you're not going to see any mosquitoes. It's beautiful. It's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. We've got to put up in our fence all the way around the yard, and it's just fantastic. Well, termites as well. You're buying or selling a home, or if you've got, I don't know, if you haven't checked it in a while, you need Scott McGrath over there to check. He actually is a licensed termite checker. So if you're somebody who is that you're buying a house and you need to get that house inspected for termites, well, Scott McGrath is here for you. McGrath Pest Control kills bugs so you don't have to. McGrathPestControl.com. McGrathPestControl.com.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
Apparently, there was a gorilla loose in Virginia. So they were accusing the Virginia Zoo of losing their gorilla. Yeah, except Virginia Zoo said, we don't have any gorillas, okay? So, sorry, somebody lost a gorilla in Virginia.
Somebody had a gorilla?
Somebody has a gorilla in Virginia and lost it. And it wasn't the Virginia Zoo. So, sorry, stop blaming the Virginia Zoo. Hey, how about that woman that snatched the wombat? In Australia, you saw her grab the baby wombat?
Yeah,
she's about to get kicked out of Australia.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's saying we can't keep kicking these people out of our country. You can get kicked out for stealing a wombat in Australia.
Took it right from the mom. The mom's crying and screaming. She's like, running over like a weasel.
She says
I'm an influencer. She's a hunting influencer. That's what she is. She's a hunting influencer.
A shelter worker scoured a bin of dog vomit for human toes so that she could sell them on the black market for $400.
There's a toe market?
So how much dog vomit would you go through to get human toes?
Zero. Well, how much can I make, actually?
Well, $400.
Yeah, I'd let my kids do it. I'd give them a job.
So you think,
I don't want to do it.
You would say, hey, Sebastian, get in there and get them toes.
Yeah, it's a,
but, Dad, it's dog vomit.
You want $400? So just take a bucket of water and throw it on it. Big deal. Come on. And you got $400.
Yeah, fine. It's $400.
You need to get one. You're a kid. You need to get one a month. You're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would. I don't care, too.
Yeah.
I've already got a job.
Apparently, did you see the COP30 Climate Summit is in the Brazilian city of Belém?
Yep.
So they're going to have a climate summit. Well, to get there, they had to cut down 8 miles of Amazon rainforest to build a 4-lane highway.
8 miles.
8 miles of Amazon rainforest.
Sorry.
This might be a little counterproductive to your meeting.
Yeah.
Don't you think you could have met somewhere where you didn't have to take off 8 miles of the Amazon?
That seems a little much.
So, what do you think Bigfoot sounds like?
Oh, I've seen this kid. Well, I don't know who won, but I've seen... Do you have the audio?
There's a competition, yeah.
Are we about to play the audio?
Yeah.
Okay.
See you, Kate. Bye. Bye. So, there was a competition to see who could call Bigfoot the best. Here are some of the contestants.
The first one's scary. Chewbacca. That's just Chewbacca.
This is going to be the Ohio Pow.
Thank you. That's Bigfoot?
Pig, 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 pig.
It's one or six.
I could see that.
One or six.
Yeah, I could see that.
The first one, I was listening carefully. Only one or six made any sense.
So I don't know that any of them made any sense since we don't. There's really no such thing. You know what I'm saying?
As Bigfoot?
A Bigfoot, yeah. Do you believe that there's a Bigfoot?
I mean, flat earthers are back. I feel like we have to bring Bigfoot back.
Well, Bigfoot has been around.
If flat earthers are going to be back, then Bigfoot has to be we're almost positive there's a Bigfoot. Like there are UFOs. I have no doubt there are UFOs. Too many aircraft, too many actual pilots have said, yeah, we saw something pretty crazy up there.
So when the fires hit, the mayor of L.A. was in Uganda, right?
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
Well, apparently, the California Insurance Commissioner was in Bermuda when the oversight hearing meeting took place. Apparently, nobody in L.A. wants to be in L.A. when you're supposed to be in L.A.
I mean, the weather's good. What are y'all
doing?
What
are you doing? Bermuda?
Stay there.
Yeah. If you're in, guess what? Good news for people in solitary confinement. And apparently they're using virtual reality to help people in solitary confinement so that they can feel like they're not in solitary confinement.
That makes sense.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I think we should buy virtual reality headsets for everybody. And, that's right. You're in prison. Maybe we shouldn't buy all that stuff for you. Maybe we should.
Yeah, maybe we should.
Well, what did you do? Like, if I'm in there for shoplifting.
But solitary?
Solitary?
Well, maybe I stabbed someone because I had to set the tone. Yeah. Yeah. So
he's working through this whole thing.
I'm trying to figure out, how do I make it in solitary for a nonviolent crime?
Yeah, like, okay.
Well, maybe you did that.
Well, it was nonviolent until you stabbed somebody.
Well, because they tried me.
Yeah.
They tried me. I didn't want to stab him, but he tried me.
He tried Dell, and I'd like for Dell to have a VR in there.
Yeah.
Well, you would? You want Dell to have a
I just feel all he did was shoplift.
A nonviolent crime, other than the shanking.
Well,
you're nonviolent.
It's either him or me, John, and it wasn't going to be me.
It wasn't going to be Dell.
Well, that's a problem.
Yeah, if I'm defending myself, I didn't go out looking to shank Shiv a guy.
Well, what about in shot
but
collar?
I knew.
That guy got in trouble in shot collar. He was DUI. Before you know it, that guy's in the middle of an Aryan gang. He had no choice. He had to stab guys up.
I wouldn't be in the middle of an Aryan gang.
Well,
but,
probably not.
But one for me.
Yeah.
which gang would you be in?
Some nerd gang that does Lord of the Rings or whatever.
That's him. Don't put Lord of the Rings on
Aren't
me.
Aren't you a Lord of the Ringer? Well,
I don't know the names like he does. I've watched his movies.
You're a Lord of the Ringer. You read the books.
No, I did not read. Oh. He read the books. He read The Hobbit.
What about the guy who stabbed the vampire with Abraham Lincoln?
Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter. Not Lord of the Rings.
I know. That's even nerdier.
No,
a vampire.
They're vampires.
Abraham Lincoln was a vampire.
There are no elves or orcs, just a vampire.
I don't know, Del.
Vampires.
Sure
alternate history.
Not sure you're going to win this with
I'm pretty sure Albert Einstein was a vampire in that book, too.
He was?
Yes, I thought it was.
So, when we were in New York, we went to...
There are little people, you know. There aren't real vampires.
When we were in New York, we went
to... But not orcs.
O'Mary is about Mary Todd Lincoln.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It was mostly about how gay Abraham Lincoln was.
What?
Well, that came out...
Where did you see this?
Yes, in New York.
That came out like actual people writing books about how gay he was.
How gay Abraham Lincoln was. Yeah. And the play was mostly about that and how nuts she was.
Yeah.
Because she was a nut job. All right, we're done. Hey, Raul, thanks, baby. We appreciate you. Get on over here. All day long we're going to be out here.
Bolo Diaz.
And get your feed bag on, get your drink on. Let's go.
Today's the real day.
Yeah, St. Patrick's Day.
Saturday.
This is all about drunks. It's a great day for drunks. So if you're a drunk, get over here.
Or people who eat quesadillas.
Yeah.
And
smoke barbacoa.
Yeah, all that.
Oh, hold on.
Mexican
and Irish, the same thing, he said.
That's what he said.
Soccer, Catholic, get drunk. Hey, the big three.
That's it. You guys are almost Irish. Congratulations. Hey, I listen, if you're a Texas homeowner right now, you got a mortgage. Okay, and you got mortgage payments. You have property taxes, my friends. If you have property taxes, I can tell you this, they're going up, right? They've gone up every year. Every single year, the government says your house is worth more, and they want more tax money from you, and you got to pay it. Or you don't, because you go to ownwell.com. It's so easy to sign up at Ownwell. It takes 3 minutes to sign up, and you save money on your property taxes without having to do anything. They do it all. They level the playing field. Listen, those guys are professional in the government, and they're going to go, no, you got this, and it's this much. Well, Ownwell's going to fight them. 86% of Ownwell's customers receive a reduction with average customer savings of over $1,100. Listen, don't pay, because if you let the government tell you how much your house was worth, guess what? The next time, it's going up, and it's going up, and it's going up. Fight your taxes with Ownwell. Ownwell.com. The deadline to protest most places is May 15th, so get to Ownwell now. Save money on your property taxes with Ownwell. Sign up in less than 3 minutes. Start your protest today at Ownwell.com. That's Ownwell.com. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, everybody. Have a great day at Cobos Q.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.